Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. There's so much to cover. Quickly, a recap of yesterday's show. We didn't do it first hour because we had an incredible guest. But we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about front sight firearms training a bit. We talked about it being in a defensive posture, if you will. We talked about the Utah governor, Gary Herbert, issues mask mandate. Medical doctor warns that bacteria and bacterial pneumonias are on the rise from mask wearing. We talked about Dr. Fauci said that COVID test has a fatal flaw. The number of amplification cycles needed to find the virus, called the cycle threshold, can't be over 35 or the test is bogus. And the FDA says it's got to be ran at, what, 42 cycles? So what gives with all that? The tests are bogus. Okay, why don't they include the cycle threshold or the cycles used for the test in the results? Because then they know we can learn the truth. John Rappaport writes, let me back up and run that by you again. Fauci says the test is useless when it's over 35 cycles or higher. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no vaccine for tyranny. This isn't about keeping us safe and healthy. This is about control, about tyranny. The World Health Organization said lockdowns are bogus and not necessary. You would think all the politicians would get rid of the lockdown mentality, but no. They've got another agenda, and that is to track us all. Okay, they want to test and trace and then isolate those who are supposedly sick. Why do they want to go that far? They're drunk with power, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, we talked to Dr. Scott Bradley, his goal to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about the AP calls it. I don't know what that means when the AP calls it. But the AP calls it. Are they the ones that call elections? Joe Biden reaches 270, they say. I say it's an election night coup d'etat exposed, folks. Why would the AP be the one to call it? Okay, first off, all the votes aren't counted. How do you call it? Secondly, there's questions about vote fraud, where they're recounting, where they're looking into it. The Attorney General now has said, we'll look into this. How do you call it a done deal when you're in the media, when the states haven't called it? Each state has to, quote, turn in their official certified numbers. The Electoral College has a say here, don't they? Or does the Associated Press just call it? You see the fraud the media is trying to perpetuate on the nation? Rand Paul highlights this in a tweet and mocks the point. Senator Paul says, your government sent 1.1 million dead people stimulus checks. I wonder how many of these folks also voted absentee. This makes the point. Georgia's secretary said there will be a recount. So with a recount and all these, how do you say that it's called it? The Associated Press calls it. They say Biden will roll back Trump's agenda with a stroke of a pen. I submit to you the only thing that could save us is morality in the people. And I submit to you that our guest first hour today had the real answers. We as a nation need to repent and wait for Christ to come. Land That I Love is an incredible book about the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, written by Bobby Ames. Dr. Marshall Foster broke down the book in detail for us. Incredible interview. How do you conquer a culture? Focus on the nation's children. Christians, please pull your kids out of government school. We talked about the coming of Christ, the fulfillment of covenant promise. Now, News the networks refuse to use starts today, Kurt. The U.S. election is full of fraud, is full of scandal. The Democrats are desperately trying to move on and just say, hey, nothing here, move along. And I sadly think that they're going to install Joe Biden. I pray I'm wrong, but I see the writing on the wall. Kurt Crosby, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I, think that, you have a huge amount of folks on one side and a huge amount on the other side. And it's the same old stuff we've been, served up for 4 years now. I guess we shouldn't expect it to be any different. The big media, big tech, and, the insider government swamp creatures are all aligned, against, the free men, the lovers of liberty, those who really want, well, I just call it truth and honesty, in this case, in elections,
Yeah, and let me tell you why I think that Trump's not going to win. And I wish I were wrong. But let me ask you a question. What's easier, to count votes in every state, to leave it up to the Supreme Court, to leave it up to every state, to leave it up to the Attorney General, to leave it up to local officials counting ballots, to leave it up to the Electoral College, to leave it up to all this debate about which ones are legal and which ones are illegal votes? And is that the easiest way to deal with this? Or remember, Joe Biden literally has been involved in criminal activity with his son, Hunter. And that was all the discussion before the election. How much have you heard about fraudulent criminal Joe since the election, Kurt? Have you heard much about that?
Virtually nothing.
Okay, so what's easier to deal with than the election and the vote count and the vote fraud and all that stuff to preserve President Trump's position, or to literally prove Joe to be a criminal and haul him off to prison? Which do you think would be a higher bar to solve, Kurt, or an easier way to get to the bottom of it? And to prove, is just say, you know what, Joe is not fit to serve. He's committed a fraud on the American people individually, and in his family. It's a crime syndicate family. We can prove that. But see, all that's gone. No one's touching Joe at all anymore. Now it's, well, hey, who can cover up the fraud versus who can expose the fraud? And let's take it to all three branches of government and every state and so on and so on and so on. If we're really serious about stopping Joe, I think you just simply prove that he's a criminal and convict him for his crimes. But I haven't heard a single word about his crimes, Kurt, since the election. Nothing. No one's bringing this up but me. And I want to know why. Wouldn't it be easy just to lock Joe up?
Well, at least in my opinion, if you did that, there would be, there's going to be calls for, an out of control president, calling, saying that about President Trump with anything. We've seen it forever. They made it up, with the Russian collusion, so-called thing, and, everything else. And these people have, literally spied, a la the Watergate thing on the president's campaign, even before he was elected, as well as after. And I'm talking about Obama and Biden. And yet, because of the complicit media that they have, there has been no real price to pay, in my opinion. There's those reasons, and there's also the whole swamp monster reasons or issues. Now, one of the things I noticed, was it yesterday? Anyway, one of the president's high-level individuals, secretary of something, got fired, and, that leads me, the comment by the standard media was something like, well, hey, when a president's going out, they typically don't do any firing. Well, I think, I hope that there's a whole lot more cleaning up going on and a whole lot more focus. I see Giuliani accompanied by a whole bunch of different good lawyers, including Seculo from the ACLJ and so many others that are working on this whole thing through the courts. And I believe with Justice Alito basically already saying stuff like, hey, man, you got to sequester those ballots there. You know, that there's a lot going on, probably mostly behind the scenes, simply because, you know, you don't have the standard media, the insider media on your side.
All I know is this.
Anybody, go ahead.
If it were me and my goal is to drain the swamp, I would highlight the criminality of Joe Biden and his family, because then I could, you know what, I could smear the Democrats if they're involved in the crime. I could take down any other congressmen or senators that are involved in the crime. I could take down the Clinton family and whoever else has ties to the Bidens in meaningful, provable ways. Biden would be on trial, if you will, that way. Whereas right now, when you leave it to the debates on election, proving fraud in elections is hard. You can prove that there's anomalies easy. You can even prove individuals did unscrupulous things. But to say that it rises to the level of fraud on the nation's voting system, if they allow that to stand, they're going to have to admit that all bets are off in trusting your government. And so in my opinion, you'd be 10 times better off dealing with the crime syndicate family of Joe Biden than you would dealing with this, you know, tossing it up and hoping that the court or whoever else sees it our way on election fraud. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt in seconds.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
So it's true, the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, couches his memo and says, yeah, you can look into voter irregularities. And normally the states do this, but hey, if you have serious, substantial claims, you can look at them. But he couches his memo with cautions and says prosecutors should only focus on specific irregularities and avoid pursuing speculative, fanciful, or far-fetched claims. Despite all the caveats, Barr's memo will provide fodder to Trump, and that's what the mainstream press is saying, okay? But here's what you need to know. I believe it would be 10 times better for President Trump to talk about Joe Biden's criminal activity and the crime family that it is, because then you could take down the swamp, and anybody who's tied to the crime family is in trouble as well. Okay, Trump calls Biden's an organized crime family in the Washington Times. Now, the president of the United States, by the way, the president-elect is Donald J. Trump, just so you know. It's not Joe Biden. The vote isn't over. So he's not president-elect. We don't have a president-elect except for the one in 2016 who's still in his authorized time frame, folks. That's 4 years, not several months shy so you can play games. Okay, the duly elected president right now is Donald J. Trump. In question is this other Joe Biden discussion. You could say, well, the votes happened, Sam, and the tally's in. No, it's not. That's the point. No, it's not. Well, Donald Trump calls the Bidens an organized crime family in the Washington Times. Well, if that's true, President, you have an obligation to stop that crime family from committing more crimes, especially creating a coup d'etat and taking over the country. But you don't do that by debating election fraud, which is a very, very high bar to prove. You can prove all kinds of anomalies, but you can just say, hey, an unscrupulous guy, you know, threw these ballots in a ditch. Somebody else coached somebody, and that's bad stuff. But it won't rise to the level of turning over a whole nation's election. It won't. But in the U.S. election right now, justice lawyer, a guy by the name of Richard Pilger, quits after attorney general backs or orders vote fraud inquiry. Did you know this Richard Pilger guy quit, Kurt?
Nope. Didn't know anything about it.
All right, so this guy quits because he has ties to Lois Lerner and everything else. But see, if you're going to get Steve Stockman out of prison, then I might think we might get somewhere with this discussion because you could really start to tie the people together. But the Julian Assanges, the Steve Stockmans, the people that are really exposing the swamp, they're all in jail, buddy. And no one's doing anything about it. And so if we want to battle the election, we can, but why not deal with the crime syndicate family? If you deal with the crime syndicate family, you could deal with all those who are tied to it. Let me give you an example. Ocasio-Cortez right now wants to create an enemies list, Kurt. She's building an enemies list right now.
Yep.
So even if you can, you know, hey, even if you can maybe by a squeak get President Trump to win, oh, then they'll riot and create an enemies list like you couldn't imagine. And so what you've got to do is deal with the swamp, not just whether Joe, you know, had a couple of fraudulent votes. Even if you prove fraud, how are you going to prove that Joe was involved in the fraud? You might say, well, there was a fraudulent individual in Pennsylvania or two, but it wouldn't really overturn the election. Or you might even give Trump a state out of it. You might say, well, by golly, the recount shows that Trump wins in Arizona. But I don't see how you're going to get multiple states and federal and fraud to rise to the level of changing the whole election. I don't believe the court will insert themselves to that degree. I pray I'm wrong because I don't want Joe Biden to be president. I think he's a criminal. But why don't we deal with the criminality of the man as opposed to the debate about how many ballots were fraudulent or illegal or legal or et cetera, right? Now, Donald Trump is fighting hard, but I don't know that he's going to be able to win. Rush Limbaugh says Trump should appoint an election czar. Art Moore writes the piece for WorldNet Daily. What do you think? Do we need an election czar, Kurt?
You know, as far as I can tell, what you need is, you know, at least I think, you got Justice Alito who has stepped in and he ordered the Pennsylvania votes that were received after 8 o'clock to be secured. You know, I don't see why he can't and or the Supreme Court can't basically be the, you know, if you will, the czar or whatever, but I do see that the president has, he's got Giuliani and he's got a pretty good team, including, you know, the lady that wrote the License to Lie thing. I think those people are working on it and doing a pretty good job, if you ask me. But, you know, I think that the thing that you're not going to hear is much, well, you're not going to get much reporting on that. Number one, because these are people that are not going to tell you every day each little thing. They're going to work behind the scenes and get that stuff done, and the standard media is not going to follow them around because they don't want to even cover this.
Yeah, what's her name again, that lady that writes the book, License to Lie?
Sidney Powell, you know, and so, you know, she's on it, and so many others, including like Mark Levin, and they're working through places like the state legislatures, which are really the ones who pick the electors.
So here's Sydney herself, Kurt.
I want them to know that if the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. It doesn't matter whether you're innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will indict you. They will search your house. They're willing to make up evidence. They're willing to make up, put pressure on witnesses to say whatever they want them to say. Anything. They will do anything to get you put into prison. We live in far more of a police state than anybody ever wanted to think we did. Look at what's happened to Congressman Steve Stockman. I've got his defense fund linked at creepsonamission.com. Same thing has happened to Paul Manafort, to a friend of mine here in Dallas, to lots of other people around the country, and it's happening more and more and more. We have got to get an attorney general who understands the need for criminal justice reform. I hope people will encourage their congressman to pass the First Step Act. It is not going to let a lot of criminals loose on the streets who don't need to be there. We have been far too harsh in our punishment, and like I said, there are a lot of people that have been sent to prison as a result of wrongful convictions that don't even need to be there.
So she nails it, Kurt, but the government doesn't want criminal crime syndicate family Joe Biden in prison. If we know Joe Biden's a crime syndicate family, haven't we been working on prosecuting him and sending him to prison for the last 4 years, Kurt? Now we're going to ignore all other criminal activity and we're going to debate vote ballots? Now, a lot of people would say Trump is magically playing this thing. He's playing it like a fiddle. He's got a plan through QAnon to go ahead and take him down. He engineered a situation where he could watch them commit vote fraud. Now he's got them by the, you know what's or whatever. And see, I don't know that I believe this, Kurt. I think what's going to happen is Trump's going to end up not being elected. Biden will be elected. It'll be by fraud, without a doubt. But they'll let the fraud stand. Joe won't go to prison. Hillary won't go to prison. They don't want them to go to prison. And the swamp will continue on. What Donald Trump will do then is crank up a media company to rival Fox and CNN and the other boys. And he might have more power in the media than he had as president, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point about the power of the media. I agree with you there. But I also think from watching the president and, you know, for the past 4 years, that this isn't a guy that just kind of sits back. He doesn't want to, I don't think he really goes back from any fight. And I do believe that there have been times when he's felt like, you know, he got pushed back, but he just found a different way to work on it. So, you know, like you say, you know, if the swamp is so deep and that you can't get the real good results that we hope for, and he's not the president, I do believe that then he'll continue to work, you know, in other areas. But I am hopeful that it gives us, you know, about 2.5 months or so until the inauguration, or at least until the normal date of the inauguration, to dig deep into something that I think is very, very important in the whole scheme of things. And I do agree that the prosecution of criminals like Joe Biden and Hillary and so many others is very important as well. But I think that you can certainly say that this is criminal activity and it needs to be addressed. If not, I don't see any other better time, Sam. I mean, they started that.
What needs to be addressed? Early
vote
fraud?
This
committed
whole
by a crime family?
Election. Well, not just the crime family. I'm talking about basically the Democrat machine as well as the Republicans in the past. We need a real good way to do elections.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorney General William Barr has authorized federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voter irregularities, according to a leaked memo obtained by the Associated Press. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president announced the decision on Twitter, writing that Mr. Esper had been terminated. The president says he's appointing Christopher Miller as acting defense secretary, whom he described as a highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Two unidentified White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next to get the axe. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Pfizer Incorporated said Monday that its COVID-19 vaccine is up to 90% effective based on early test results that nevertheless brought a big burst of optimism to a world desperate for the means to finally bring the catastrophic outbreak under control. Pfizer was paid nearly $2 billion in July by the Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense branches of the government for President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. We're in a position potentially to be able to offer some hope, Dr. Bill Gruber, Pfizer's Senior Vice President of Clinical Development, told the Associated Press. We're very encouraged. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized the emergency use of Eli Lilly's experimental COVID-19 antibody treatment for non-hospitalized patients with mild to moderate symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration said its authorization was based on clinical trials showing that the treatment, Bamlanivimab, reduced the need for hospitalizations or emergency room visits in COVID-19 patients at high risk of a disease worsening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We know it's later in the year now, and many places, at least in the Northern Hemisphere where we come to you from, in the Utah area, we're seeing chillier days and cooler nights, definitely, but wherever you are, if you're down under, you know, kind of like that song we just heard, you think of the Down Under Boys. If you're in Australia, you're enjoying the warm weather, I guess. But wherever you are, taking the time you have to listen to us and participate, we sure appreciate it. Anytime you want, you can communicate with us. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com is Sam's email. Mine is KurtCrosby@gmail.com or Kurt@LibertyRoundtable.com. There's lots of ways to reach out to us. If you want to text me, that's 801-669-2211. Hey, we can, you know, communicate different ways, but we sure appreciate you being alongside. Now, the next story Sam suggests that we go to is a headline from Breitbart. Says, community organizes harvest for crop of Texas farmer who died from coronavirus. Now, this farmer happened to be 49 years old. They say he succumbed to the coronavirus after he attended his mother's funeral, began experiencing the same symptoms she had been experiencing. A daughter told KCBD, must be a local radio station or TV station, says one day he was in ICU, the next day he was gone. She said the family was devastated to hear the news. The story says, luckily, she said the community rallied around them in the coming days. Tom Gregory, a fellow farmer, knew as that Adams's cotton crop hadn't been harvested. So he got on the phone, started calling and texting farmers. He got a tremendous response. Farmers came together. They got farmers from a town called Floydada. I've never heard of it, but one called Crosbyton. You know, I figured that's kind of a relative.
That's why Kurt brought the story up.
Rawls. Rawls is another town. Lorenzo, that's my middle name, so maybe that's another place. Acuff, Slayton, and Petersburg. But they say the cool thing is they got 20 machines going today, and we're going to get old Lane's crop harvested for the girls.
The good news is, hey, we're working on harvesting and doing a good job and everything else while they rage over elections and criminal syndicate families that just continue to, you know, lord over us all and everything else, right?
They had 75 people all working together, got 1,500 acres harvested.
A little bit of ground.
They say without them, they wouldn't have it. But anyway, cotton's coming in.
So. Now Trump is savaging Biden and his media allies, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
You wanted
Sam,
to send this to me today, right?
Well, yeah, I saw that, and I just thought it was kind
break
of
it down for
useful
us, buddy.
Piece. When you look at...
what did he savage him for first? Stories by Kip Jones, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. He writes for the Western Journal, and it basically came out right after Biden announced, along with his media hacks, that he had been... declared the president, right after that, the president says he quickly issued a statement after the premature calls by the media to end the race. This was Saturday. He says, we all know why Joe Biden's rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts, or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges that could determine the ultimate victor.
But, Kurt, look, you know what? The former president urged illegals to vote.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country.
I don't care if you contribute to this country or not. You're not a citizen unless you're a citizen, ladies and gentlemen. So this host is absolutely out in the weeds.
Are fearful of voting. So if I vote...
They should be fearful of voting if they're not citizens, right?
Vote. Will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself.
Hold on. When you vote, you're a citizen, Kurt? Even if you're an illegal in America and you vote illegally, you're a citizen yourself, says the former president.
And there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, et cetera. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
There you have it. So he's literally... Between the two of them, they're making you believe that, hey, they're citizens if they vote. It's all it takes to be a citizen, buddy, is to vote. And you're just instantly like a citizen. Okay? That criminal activity for vote fraud was backed by the former president openly, boldly. We've known it. Right? Now it gets worse because then Obama says this. Obama and Donald have battled about this.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Okay, they made their case to get votes, Kurt. They committed fraud to get them. So what? Donald knows there's fraud. Obama knows there's fraud.
Yes, has created a rigged system.
The press has created a rigged system. We already know all this.
They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
Okay, it helps now in Pennsylvania and Arizona that we have Democrats in charge of the machines. So what?
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too.
So the former president says Republicans have monkeyed around with elections in the past, and Democrats have too.
You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no.
There you have it. So I don't mean to be rude, Kurt. If we know that Biden is a crime syndicate family. And we know that Barack Obama was literally advocating for illegal activity in the voting booth years ago. I mean, people act like this is new revelations, like, oh my gosh, there's vote fraud. They know there's vote fraud, and they don't care, Kurt. There's been no mass prosecution of vote fraud in this country. President Trump tried to put together a commission to dig into this, and they shut it down. So I pray that the truth comes out. But I have zero confidence that it will. We're going to just have to wait for the coming of Christ while Ocasio-Cortez literally creates an enemies list. All right, Trump savages Biden and his media allies for declaring victory. This election is far from over, writes Kip Jones. Why wouldn't they declare victory, Kurt? They went out and got the votes, buddy. They did whatever it took and got the votes. Charles Hertz in the news. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. You know, when you look at the different things that are going on, you know, on the Charles Hertz story, he talks about how the president can still win. I think most people are unaware of the different behind-the-scenes things that have to go on state by state. But for example, he says he dispatched a Twitter message announcing two more batches of Pennsylvania votes were reported, 23,277 votes in Philadelphia, all for Biden. You know, he says, did he just say 23,277 votes in Philadelphia and all for Biden? Is that even a real thing? Is anyone even capable of writing such a sentence? Well, the point he makes, he says Saddam Hussein never held an election in which he got all of 23,277 votes ballots cast. Yet here we are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America, the very birthplace of our constitutional republic, and Joe Biden gets all those votes. He says, or how about the alleged fat finger typo in Michigan that magically gave Mr. Biden 100,000 votes? Clerical human error, we are assured. Okay, maybe. How about we trust but verify? You know, at least to me, this whole issue, this guy's an opinion editor of the Washington Times, you know, so he's not just, a guy in the backwoods, but, you know, he's saying, hey, this has got to be done, and this is how you do it, and at least in my opinion, there's no better time to go at it than now, and, you know, I'm up for it.
There's a lawsuit, at least 21K, Kurt will tell you about them in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day.
Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could share the faith in the system that Charles Hurt has. He believes Trump can still win. Kirk Crosby believes the same thing. I pray they're right. This is not a Sam Bushman opposition thing. I just have been jaded a little bit. I don't have the confidence they have. Lawsuit, Kurt, at least $21K.
Yeah, the headline here basically says Pennsylvania lawsuit alleges 21,000 people dead. Are dead people still on voter rolls? Thomas Catanassi writes this piece.
Hey, Kurt, and, dead people are citizens. Yep. You know that, right?
Anyway, this is a group called the, because they vote.
Because like Obama said because they vote, that means they're citizens. Yep. So what's the problem with that?
J. Christian Adams, Public Interest Legal Foundation President General Counsel, released a press release. He says, this case is about ensuring that those deceased registrants are not receiving ballots. And he says the case isn't complicated. For nearly a year, we've been offering specific data. This isn't a group that's connected to the president's campaign as well, by the way, Sam. So it's interesting. Some private citizens are, you know, working on this. He says when you push mail voting, you know, your voter list maintenance mistakes made years ago will come back to haunt you. And they say the lawsuits allege that 92% of the apparently deceased individuals identified been dead since October 2019, not 2020, but 2019. More than 200 of the individuals identified voted in 2016 and 2018 after their federally listed dates of death. So, you know, the old deal is vote early, vote often, you know, kind of thing. And the bottom line is we've made jokes about it for a long time, but we might as well try to actually get to the bottom of it. If we don't, you know, you can really understand why people say, well, why vote? You know, they go on down through the
Kevin
list,
McCarthy's
but I just think it's a pretty good story. Yeah, that's right. Kevin McCarthy, who, if you don't know who he is, he's the guy who would be the, what's it called?
Well, he'd be the majority leader in the House, except for they squandered their leadership, and now he's the minority leader, Kurt.
Yeah, he would be the Speaker of the House if the Republicans had more people in there than the Democrats. But right now, in his case, he's saying when the Breitbart piece, Republicans will not back down. Now, kind of depends on what kind of Republicans we're talking about. But he says, on defending election integrity, we've already seen, you know, the Mitt Romney types back down. In fact, they're getting offers from the Bidens to be part of it. So, you know, but I suppose if you're talking about, you know, the President Trump kind of Republicans, then that's true. But he said that on the Ingram angle. Let's see, the next one.
Nolte goes off, Kurt. See.
No day. Trump campaign rips Fox News. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, sir. How many Noltes do you
finger,
got?
I don't know. I'm just trying to follow as fast as I can. Finger on the scale for Joe Biden. That's what he says. And I agree with it.
Kerry, what's wrong with that?
Bottom line is, well, you know.
We've allowed vote fraud to be part of our elections. We're okay with this as a nation. Now, I know you and I aren't, and we never have been. That's why we really, when President Trump put together the fraud, you know, prevention team or whatever in the beginning, we completely backed that. And we're quite disappointed when it got disbanded. But we've allowed vote fraud to go on in America. I mean, when we first got started in the news business 25 plus years ago, we talked about how they would literally, you know, buy a homeless person a beer if they'd vote, Kurt. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
So this has been going on forever. Nobody cares. The president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, can say, hey, illegals vote. No problem. We're now saying so dead people are voting. Who cares? Now, I'm not saying I don't care. I'm saying that's the attitude that our nation has taken. All right, let's talk about the House Freedom Caucus now, Kurt. They're standing up bold, right? Along with Nolte.
Well, they're saying count every legal vote, which, you know, at least to me, they say the integrity of our elections is in grave jeopardy. And I agree that they should have been doing this for a long time. But anyway, it's better late than never. It says never before have vote counting officials shut down centers for no other reason than that the sitting president was winning. And I'll say they probably got a point there. And they said this in a statement in Michigan and Pennsylvania, they shut out all GOP legally qualified election count observers. The caucus added in its statement that the media was also to blame for its grossly inaccurate public polling numbers that attempted to convince the American people the Democrats had the election locked up. And as you've always said, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules, and that's why we've always tried to tell people they've got to be participate in the media if you want good government. Which one do you want to go to next, Sam?
Well, in my mind, this House Freedom Caucus, I appreciate the House Freedom Caucus, but what have they been doing about vote fraud for the last 4 years while President Trump has been president, Kurt? Do you know of anything they've been doing to prevent voter fraud?
Not that I'm aware.
So I don't mean to be cynical, and I agree it's better late than ever if the effort is genuine, Kurt. And I believe President Trump is genuine in his effort to get to the bottom of this, and I commend him for it. But I don't believe most of the people around him are genuinely trying to get to the bottom of this at all. In fact, I think they might publicly back what he's saying, but undermine internally. And the only reason I say that is because this vote fraud has been allowed to go on too long. And when somebody that's kind of been, you know, watching the hen house and eating chickens, and then all of a sudden I bring up that, hey, chickens are getting eaten, and they go, by golly, you're right on that. I'm going to get to the bottom of chicken eating with you. I don't have a lot of confidence, Kurt. I don't mean to be negative, but these swamp monsters all around that are trying to get to the bottom of this, I don't trust them. Georgia Democrats are in the news, though, Kurt.
Georgia Democrats headline says going door to door to fix flawed ballots. They were told to minimize helping Republicans. So, you know, I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised about it, but it's just more the election results and reports there, Sam.
What's wrong with telling folks to not help Republicans?
That's a good point, Sam.
I mean, I'm just saying there's no problem with that, is there? What if you don't like Republicans? Why would you help them?
Yeah, these were what they called ballot curing, and they say the party is able to identify individuals who had defective ballots due to incorrect marking, mismatched signatures, or some other flaw. They're then visiting those voters in person and encouraging them to fix their ballots to count for the Democrats. Breitbart News observed the training called
That's
ballot
honorable,
rescue
trying to
team.
Fix the ballots that could be thrown out and making sure they get a fair voting opportunity. That's commendable there, Kurt, right?
Well, and what's nice to know, Sam, is the real solutions are simply the good old-fashioned pencil and paper from the days of old. You show up to vote, you show your ID, and you know, they know who you are, and you vote. You know, so there are simple solutions to this whole problem, just like there's solutions to the whole income tax problem or the Federal Reserve or whatever it is. So it's nice to know there are solutions that we can work
Amen
on.
To that. And the solution is to prosecute crime syndicate families. and not wait till the last second. Elect the Republicans so they can go ahead and fix it, right? Well, they've squandered their opportunities in my mind. Hans is in the news. How do you say this guy's last name, Kurt?
Well, Von Spakovsky.
Spakovsky, okay.
And, you know, when you read his name, you think, well, who is this guy, you know, or where did he come from or whatever? But, you know, he's the former, well, if you don't know who he is, he's the manager of the Heritage Foundation's Election Law Reform Initiative, and he's a senior legal fellow of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. And he offered some
analysis.
Sounds
like a great guy, by the way, Kurt.
Well, yeah, he should be pretty good, I think. I just never had heard much of him. And he says, or in the Breitbart piece, it says, reports of Republican poll watchers being denied observation of vote counting raise questions about electoral misconduct. He says, it does raise concerns when you know that all the people that are working there are clearly Democrats. Concerns? That's why it's so important that those places comply with state poll watching laws. You know, it just hasn't happened. He says, let's see, there was one part in here where he talked
about
it.
He's right
about
every point he's making, Kurt. Just like Nolte's been right, just like the Democrat fraud story, just like the Freedom Caucus point, all these people are absolutely right. It's just a day late and a dollar short to do something about vote fraud and crime syndicate families. Swamp's too deep and no one, you know, got the gators out of there fast enough. Now the gators are taking over.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right, you were looking for another point in this article?
I didn't see it.
I was buying you time to find it. I was trying to help out.
Yeah, that's nice. Maybe it was up above it.
120K straight.
Oh, that's
vote
where it
dump
was,
for Biden, that's not even possible, is the point. And it's right. Yeah, he's right. All these anomalies are true. There's vote fraud at the highest levels. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not suggesting we shouldn't fight it and do all we can to stop it. We should and we can. I just don't trust those who are doing it on our behalf. That's all. I trust President Trump. I just the people surrounding him are going to betray him, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's possible.
All right, any more on that one?
No.
All right, Kurt famously wants to go to a movie to bring it home. Kurt?
Well, you know, I think it's useful. I've talked about the movie Battle of Athens, an old movie you can watch on YouTube where they had to fight to get the ballot boxes back from the wicked sheriff. So this movie is a little more recent. That one's like in the 50s or 40s or 60s, something like that. But this one's a little more recent. It's from 2006. It features Robin Williams. It's called Man of the Year. And I don't see why the president doesn't bring this up, because in this movie it not only has a media guy like the president who decides to run for president, and he does win. Now, the other little twist, though, in it is there's a brand new voting system that has been installed. De La Croix, I think, is the name of it in the deal. But basically, this lady finds out that there's a, quote, a glitch in the system. And because of his name in the movie that has two B's and the other guys have two L's or two M's, you know, he gets more votes than the other guys. And, you know, so that could maybe help with the whole idea that says, hey, this whole computer idea and the, you know, ability that they can be hacked. And we've seen some stories about this already, Sam, where different ones have been overturned, and one person that thought he was losing won, and there's widespread use of these ballots and these different computer programs. You know, that needs to be looked into as well as all the other vote fraud stuff, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree more, but I would also say we got to look into and prosecute crime syndicate families, and we're not doing that either. Maybe one day they'll decide that's really important, huh? If we elect Republicans, you think they'll get after that for us? Only when they're on the brink of extinction. I pray for the president. I agree with Kurt. I pray that we have truth, honor, and integrity in our elections. I don't disagree one bit with every point made. I just don't have confidence in the system anymore, that's all. Because Republicans have squandered their opportunities way too many times for my liking. All right, our prayers are with the President of the United States of America. That is, by the way, Donald J. Trump. God save the Republic.